Don't Give Up. Try Again. A Compilation.
The opposite of giving up is perseverance or endurance, two qualities encouraged for believers. Galatians 6:9 encourages us to never give up. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. We may begin an endeavor gripped with passion to see it through, but after a while, when we don't receive the results we expected,or when people don't appreciate our efforts, we can become discouraged. God's solution for discouragement is that the church encourage one another and build each other up. Another factor that leads to people giving up is pride. When we crash, our pride is wounded, and we often give up altogether rather than get up and try again. Exhaustion can also lead to giving up.Jesus continually ministered to others while still prioritizing his relationship with the Father. Jesus often slipped away while it was still dark to spend time in prayer. Scripture exhorts us that when we are on the path God has ordained for us, we are not to give up. Jesus persevered all the way to the cross. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart.GotQuestions.org. Father God has asked you to go on a mission through life with Him. It's not about how many souls you save or miracles you witness. It's about doing life together.Never allow your personal circumstances, disappointments, or lack of understanding to cause you to make up your own ideas about God. The thief wants us to stop believing, to shrink back, to quit, to get angry at God. He wants to steal, kill, and destroy, after all. He loves to make us discouraged about the trials and suffering we endure. But all Jesus' followers can say, "No way, not today, Satan."We're supposed to take heart because Jesus has overcome this world. We may be experiencing a battle, but He already won the war. His Spirit is in us, giving us the hope and boldness we need to continue to live a life that pleases God. Faith believes when there is no reason to hope. Faith isn't seeing, it's believing. It never stops hoping. It never gives up.Faith is obeying God even when there are no results, and believing the results are happening somewhere, maybe even just inside me, reminding me to turn to God as the ultimate source of provision for everything I need. So don't give up on your miracle prayer. Keep hoping, keep believing, and keep trusting God's timing. Never stop believing in a God who sent His Son to give His life so you could have life.And life to the full. Sherry Yates. Six-year-old Brandon decided one Saturday morning to fix his parents' pancakes. He found a big bowl and spoon, pulled a chair to the counter,opened the cupboard and pulled out the heavy flour canister, spilling it on the floor. He scooped some of the flour into the bowl with his hands, mixed in a cup of milk, and added some sugar, leaving a floury trail on the floor, which by now had a few tracks left by his kitten. Brandon was covered with flour and getting frustrated. He wanted this to be something very good for Mom and Dad, but it was getting very bad. He didn't know what to do next.Whether to put it all in the oven or on the stove, and he didn't know how the stove worked. Suddenly he saw his kitten licking from the bowl of mix and reached to push her away, knocking the egg carton to the floor. Frantically, he tried to clean up this monumental mess, but slipped on the eggs, getting his pajamas dirty. And just then, he saw Dad standing at the door. Big crocodile tears welled up in Brandon's eyes. All he wanted to do was something good, but he'd made a terrible mess. He was sure a scolding was coming. But his father just watched him. Then, walking through the mess, he picked up his crying son, hugged him and loved him, getting his own pajamas dirty in the process. That's how God deals with us. We try to do something good in life, but it turns into a mess. Sometimes we just stand there in tears because we can't think of anything else to do. That's when God picks us up and loves us and forgives us, even though some of our mess gets all over him. But just because we might mess up, we can't stop trying to make pancakes for God or for others. Sooner or later, we'll get it right, and then they'll be glad we tried. Author unknown. Courage doesn't always roar. Sometimes it's the quiet voice at the end of the day whispering, "I will try again tomorrow." Marianne Rademacher. Progressing at a snail's pace is still progress, and slow progress is better than no progress. Never be stagnant, and never give up. Rochelle E. Goodrich. It is not the critic who counts. Not the one who points out how the strong man stumbled, or how the doer of deeds might have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred with sweat and dust and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs and comes short again and again, who knows the great enthusiasms, the great devotions, and spends himself in a worthy cause, who, if he wins, knows the triumph of high achievement, and who, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who know neither victory nor defeat. Teddy Roosevelt. Many of us have gone through dry, desert-like experiences, wandering about in the spiritual wastelands of this world, feeling lost and seemingly separated from God. If you find yourself in such a state, instead of lamenting that you have somehow missed His will, keep on believing and praising the Lord. Encourage your faith with His word. Repent of any wrongdoing and ask God to forgive you so you can have another chance at His highest will for you. Then, like a bird whose pinion once was broken but now is healed, you may fly even higher than before. Don't ever quit. Don't ever give up. Don't be discouraged. Maybe you missed the first opportunity, but maybe you haven't missed the last one. Keep on believing. Jesus is near. Keep on believing. There's nothing to fear. Keep on believing. This is the way. Faith in the night as well as the day. Ask God for another chance, and He will send along another golden opportunity to encourage you and carry you along in the power of His Spirit to the glorious victory of your heavenly destination. Keep on holding on to His promises, and whatever you do, keep on going for Jesus. David Brantberg.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.